Κατέβασε και εσύ το Beton Alpha App και μη χάσεις ούτε ένα γκολ. Beton Alpha. Ανεβήκαμε κατηγορία.
Edo, welcome to No Chuff This, powered by Bets on Alpha. I'm Stel, and my co-host, as ever, Mr. Roy. Good evening.
Ναι.
You good?
How are you?
Fuming. But we'll get onto that. And this is the whole purpose of this show. It's kind of therapeutic, isn't it? Get things off your chest and look back on in a few weeks something. Why the fuck did I say that? I don't give a fuck anymore. Okay. But yeah, anyway, how is everyone? How is everyone? All of you watching live. Don't forget to like. Please hit that like button. It makes us feel better. You know, all it takes is one click. It makes us feel a lot, lot better. It makes us feel that this is actually fucking worth doing. Anyway.
There's just 11 people watching us at the moment. Don't know if anyone's in the mood to watch the pod. In all honesty, we're also tired and deflated and... I mean, I don't know how different this game could have been, but there was an incident, the goal we conceded that pissed me off, and I'm sure it pissed off a lot of people as well. But we'll get into that. Firstly, the thing is, Odi, the starting lineup is closer to what I believe will be Stondelli con Ghibellu a few days from now. So, okay, we say there's no surprises and whatever Sofronis decides, we can sort of understand because we're approaching the final and the most important thing is to try and have as many players ready and obviously players not being injured. Wasn't a high-quality game, like not a lot of... rhythm, not a lot of intensity, I think. It was a bit of a boring game to watch, I think. But we managed to score a goal. The first half was, I think, fairly matched. I didn't see Apollon do much. Not that we did a lot more, but we scored a nice goal. I saw Loizos trying quite a lot. You know, anything good started from our right-hand side with Loizo, who I thought had an okay game. And, you know, μετά που προηγηθήκαμε και πήγαμε στο ημίχρονο, I did expect Apollon to try and get the equalizer because from that point onward, they had nothing to lose. I mean, if they had won the game like they did, the 3 points away from... a European spot, which seemed impossible a few weeks ago. So it was important for them. The second half, I don't think we did much to either try and keep the 1-0 and scrape the victory. We did have a chance or two with Karim, but that was about it. We conceded two very cheap goals, even the equalizer from Warda. I thought, you know, Juste showed his age and the lack of speed and the way he was too easy. It was too easy. It was as if he was a veteran, you know, the way they scored the equalizer. And then the 2-1, which I'm trying real hard not to say anything, even that day with... Bafos, when he got sent off and it could have cost us the cup, I tried to stay as calm as I could. So I'm going to try and stay calm again today. But you either don't know when to put in a challenge and when you have to, you just step back. It was blatant that if Bezos just stood in the way, he just stand in the way, we wouldn't have conceded a goal. And we missed that chance. Okay, οι αλλαγές είναι βοηθήσα, θεωρώ, ούλες οι αλλαγές που κάναμε. So overall, we could have avoided the defeat, but εντάξει, όμως σύστο μου, μπέ μου εσύ ρε φίλε, περιπέζουμε πολύ που βάλατε αλλούθηκια μου και τα μαγιά μου, είδες.
Sorry, he's going for the Clark Kent. He's going for the Clark Kent look. We need a fucking Superman at the moment, don't we? Jesus. Look, I will say a few things. First of all, first half, this was the new Omonia. The new Omonia under Sofroni. Yeah?
What do you mean?
Well, in terms of how organized we were, how potent we were going forward. Okay, the decision making in the final third was a bit iffy, but this is the kind of Omonia that I expected under Sofroni, that first half.
Okay.
Half was typical Omonia the last 2 years. The defensive mistakes, the lack of tracking back, the lack of doubling up on players, the lack of ideas in the penalty box, the lack of movement, the reliability on two or three players to dig us out of the mire. That second half performance was unacceptable. I'm sorry. And I know people are going to say, well, it wasn't a bad performance. Well, no, it wasn't a bad performance. And there are some players in this team. In fact, a lot of them today look like they're still in relatively good form. But it goes back to what I keep on saying. When you make crucial errors, it's unacceptable and you're going to get punished. And I'm going to go to that second goal because I want to talk about the first one, but I'm not going to go into that one just yet because I need to let off some steam with this one. I want you guys to watch this. Watch this. What's this? That was a foul against Buffon. Yeah? Look at how far Roman Bezos is in the central midfielder. How many yards is that? 7, 8? 7, 8 yards. Let's give him that. And he's tracked the run and he smashed him. All right. You don't want to be doing that. But this is the goal for today. And I'm trying so hard to keep it all in. And I'm trying not to absolutely demolish this player. Because right now, I'm a ticking time bomb. And this guy's testing my patience every time he gets on the fucking pitch. Watch this. Right. Here's the opportunity. I think that's Ekbola, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not sure, right? Bezos is, as you can see, standing next to the referee. What you're about to see is the epitome of what I mean by bottling it. This guy can smash a player from 7 yards away when he doesn't need to. But at a moment, a crucial moment of a game where the opponents are in or around our penalty area, he completely bottles it. It's a 50-50. Smash the fucker. Smash him. But no. Look at this. And this is what annoys me the most, yeah? It's not the fact that he bottles it. It's almost as if, like, he makes a half-assed attempt and he thinks, is it worth it? Am I too scared of fouling him? Bro, this is unacceptable. I'm sorry. This is unacceptable. It's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. I'll show it again. Because I'm at my wit's end now, bro. I'm at my wit's end. Look. He just gives up on it.
Yeah.
He gives up on it. And I'll be honest with you, boys and girls, I've given up on him. I've given up on him. Because I thought that once he got back into the squad, given whatever happened off the field, I thought, all right, he's going to be a changed man. He's going to work his ass off. And he does that. But it wasn't just that what he did. There was other moments in the game where he's either playing Hollywood passes, like he did against Abua, which cost us the red card from Lang. He tried to play this crossfield ball to Lesiaks. I don't know what the fuck he was doing. Lesiaks had two men around him. He had Loiser to his right. He didn't want to go for the easy option. He tried the Hollywood ball. I don't want to see him at this club ever again. And do you know what? I said this about EI. But I'll tell you what. As much as EI only got one goal for us, he did more for us in the short space of time than this fucking waste man did. Because he's a waste man. Waste man. I'm done with him. I've lost all faith in him. Completely. Done.
The truth is that he did show some glimpses from time to time what he can do. And this is what's the most annoying. The fact that
Ain't a peep show. This ain't a peep show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I see a nipple here and there. I see a bit of flange, but I don't see the fucking whole thing. That's not good enough.
It's not good enough. It's not good enough. And this is the thing. He's provocative at times. He's very provocative. And today
he provokes the fans.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck he was thinking, Rafili. Ένα μήνυμα το οποίο θέλω να το ανεβάσω για να μας δώσει τροφή για συζήτηση, εν αναμονή των δηλώσεων. Τούτον εν το ένα, δεν υπάρχει λόγος να παίζει ούτε ένα λεπτό, που είναι κάτι το οποίο και εγώ, ας πούμε, άρχισα να σκεφτούμε. Έχει ένα μήνυμα που λέει, νομίζω, do you think ότι ο Σοφρόνης να μου είναι πούντο, α, το δάμε, να με θέλει να δείξει πράγματα, το δάμε. Μπορεί ο Σοφρόνης να με θέλει να δείξει πολλά πράγματα για τον τελικό, εσείς τι πιστεύετε. Κοίτα, σίγουρα η ένταση με την οποία παίζεις τα παιχνίδια, είπε το ο ίδιος, η χρησιμοποιία του τα παιχνίδια για να προετοιμαστεί όσο καλύτερα να έχει όσους παραπάνω παίχτους έτοιμο πόλεμους για τον τελικό, δείχνει το αποτέλεσμα να μένει το πρωτεύον στο μυαλό του. Το πιο σημαντικό είναι να κρατηθούν υγιείς οι παίχτες. Όμως, είχαμε το πει και πριν, δύσκολο να μπορείς να κρατηθείς σε αγωνιστική εγρήγορση όταν χάνεις συνέχεια ή μπαίνουν παίχτες και δίνουν και στις βοήθειες που είναι να περίμενες που γίνουν. Εντάξει, φυσιολογικό η ένταση να μην είναι πολλά ψηλή σε κάποια παιχνίδια, επειδή ό,τι και να κάνεις, δεν μπορείς να αποφύγεις την έκτη θέση. Οπότε, κακά τα ψέματα, ούλου στο μυαλό μας, είναι στην 24η Μαΐου που είναι ο τελικός. Τώρα, σε ποιο βαθμό η κρισιμότητα γίνου του αγώνα, η ένταση, η παρουσία του κόσμου, το ότι κρίνεται ένας τίτλος, φυσικά και θεωρώ ότι να παίξει διαφορετικά. Δηλαδή, δεν μπορείς να παίζεις έτσι με την, θα το πω απάθεια, αλλά την έλλειψη δύναμης, τσαμπουκά, ταχύτητας, έναν παιχνίδι που δεν είχε ούτε κάρτες σήμερα. Ούτε κάρτες δεν είχε σήμερα, οπότε δεν ξέρω αν θα έχει, ξέρεις, κρυφούς άσους στο μανίκι ή τακτικά να κατεβάσει πολλά διαφορετικά ομάδα. Δεν το νομίζω αν είναι τζον που ρωτάτε. Αλλά σίγουρα είναι πολλά διαφορετικά να παίζεις σαν τελικό που κρίνεται ένας τίτλος και διαφορετικό να παίζεις κάποια εχνίδια που επαναλαμβάνω κακά τα ψέματα. Βαθμολογικά θα σε ανεβάσει και ξέραμε το πριν σε ανεβάζει. Είναι καθαρά ψυχολογική η λόγη μιας νίκης. Του τον πιστεύω. What do you think, Stel?
What about the cup final and the system that we're playing now in comparison to what we're going to see in the cup final?
Yeah, basically this guy asked that, do you think that Sofronis is trying to hide or he's going to come up with some tricks at his sleeve at the final? What do you think, how do you think Sofronis approaches these games and how different do you think the final is going to be?
Look, I don't expect us to play badly in the cup final. Right? I don't expect a bad performance in a cup final. Because anyone that goes into a cup final with the wrong mentality shouldn't be a professional footballer. It's a cup final, right? So that should be motivation enough for these players. As far as Sofroni goes, shall I say, I keep saying, I had my reservations when he came. I didn't want him, okay? But the thing is, over the past few weeks, and especially the times where things look bad for us, especially off the field. And some moments in matches that players have performed a certain way. I gravitate towards Sofroni because much as Yannick, when he came in, he was on a hiding to nothing. Because they can, a coach can only do so much. Okay? He can only do so much. And one of the main problems that we had this season, especially, was the mentality. And I believe he's changed that. And I'm seeing a lot of players, in fact, most of them, really putting in a shift. But Sofroni cannot coach mistakes out of players. Ferrara can't do it. Berg can't do it. Lennon can't do it. Guardiola can't do it. Klopp can't do it. Ancelotti can't do it. No coach can coach mistakes out of players. These individual mistakes, because that's what they are, it's down to stupidity. And I wouldn't even say it's down to lack of desire or hunger because, as I said, the mentality seems to be there. I haven't seen any players downing tools and I haven't turned around and said, oh, this guy doesn't look bothered like before. But it's down to intelligence, in-game intelligence and ability. And there are a few players in the squad that don't have the ability to be match winners, to be successful long-term. And there are some players that just don't have the intelligence. It's fact. And when you're seeing mistake after mistake, and these are the same mistakes time and time again, you can't question the coach. There's no way you can question him. No way at all. You know what? I was watching this podcast with Andy Cole, one of the greatest strikers of all time. And he was saying that the head coach will give you the team talk before the game, and obviously at halftime. Yeah, and you prepare for games. But during a game, when things aren't going straight or going your way, you can't go to the touchline, all 11 of you, and have a team talk unless there's a break in play. And even then, you hardly get a lot of time for it. So the players have to work it out themselves. They have to work it out themselves. So whether it be two, three players in one specific area of the pitch saying, right, we see there's a problem here, how are we going to fix it? And it's about communication. But our problem has been we don't have players that have the brain power, or sorry, we don't have some players, or let me start again. Let me rephrase myself. There are a lot of players that can work it out, but some players can't. And those some players are the ones that are costing us points because of their individual mistakes. I look across that pitch from front to back, especially today. Okay. Loizzo had one of the best games he's had this season, I believe. I think he was brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay, you could argue that Ekpolo isn't a left-back, but he's still a defender and he had him on toast a lot of times, yeah? Karim was good. Guggle was good. I don't think he was phenomenal, but he did what he had to do. He got on the score sheet.
Yeah.
Lesiak had mistakes in him, but I didn't see any... there wasn't a point in the game I thought, for fuck's sake, what have you done? It was just like, okay, well, This is what it is. Gidso did what he could at right-back. He's not right-back, as we know. You stay, okay, you can fault him for the goal, but again... I could turn around and say, well, Mix was there. Why wasn't he doubling up? Why wasn't he helping him out? Mix was too busy. I don't know what he was doing. Didn't do enough. It's not as if he had a man behind him or a man to his side. He wasn't scanning the pitch, so track the man. Give Juste a hand because clearly he's struggling. So again, it's individual mistakes. You know, there was one point when Kasama came on, he gave the ball away, right on the halfway line, and they broke up the other end. I'm thinking, for fuck's sake, man, it's just one simple pass and you can't even get that right 5 yards. Besedin, he's one of the worst players I've seen. He's terrible. He's bad. He's really bad. He isn't even a pro player. He isn't. He's the kind of guy like when you were playing at the park with your friends when you were a kid and, you know, you didn't have enough players, you see some guy walking his dog, come on, mate, come and kick a ball for us. Like, tie the dog up and then tie the dog against a goalpost, whatever. Come and play with us. That's him. So I don't think there's a massive problem on the pitch in terms of personnel. I don't think it is. But I just think there are some players that are letting down the rest of them because they're incompetent or they're just not good enough. But like I said, that second goal sums him up. It sums him up. But you know, going back to what you said about seeing glimpses, I'll give you a better fucking analogy. When I was younger, we had a porn channel called TVX, and at midnight, you had the 10-minute free view, and then afterwards, you had to pay for it. This is what he is. He's Television X. He's the 10-minute freeview. Because you get 10 minutes of good football from him from time to time, and then that's it. The rest you have to fucking see through a fucking, you know... Do you know what I mean? He's just rubbish.
But he gets paid. But he gets paid. You pay exactly. For the full package and you only watch the 10 minutes.
Yeah, you pay for the football. Don't know, you get nothing. You just get, you know, a cuddle. I don't know. But the funny... Look, in terms of the game itself, Roy, right? I don't think Apollon were... How can I put it? They weren't threatening us too many times.
Yeah.
There weren't occasions where I thought, oh, shit, Fabi's made a fantastic save, or, oh, my, that was a near miss. The goals that they scored were smash and grab because of our defensive mistakes. Now, this isn't taking anything away from them. Don't get me wrong. I mean, second half, they played at a higher pace. They got men in behind us a lot. And in all fairness, especially up until the equaliser, whenever they got the ball, all four of their midfielders were supporting the front man.
Yes.
The front men, should I say. So they had six men in attack. And they were like, fuck, it doesn't matter if there's a gaping hole between our back four and our midfielders. Because as long as we overload them, then they won't be able to contend with us. All right, Vardy's goal was a good individual goal. He gave their twisted blood. Good goal. Bitter's goal. Well, look, Bitter's always going to be a danger man. You know, he's not a mug. He scored, what, 15, 16 goals this season? Something like that?
For the Stopalazan, no, Israel was his 13th goal this season.
Yeah, 13. So he's been prolific this season. And it was a difficult goal for him to score. You could say Panna should have done more. You could say that the guy that actually crossed the ball in the box for him got forward too easy, because if you watch it, he's the guy that won the ball with Bezos and he just broke through. No one tracked him.
Hussein, I think it was Hussein.
Hussein, was it him? I don't know. So this is what I'm saying. Like, it wasn't a bad performance, right? But that second half, it seemed like the Omonia of old in terms of the way that we gave the ball away cheaply. And no. It was just like in the final third, the decision making was poor. I mean, there was one bit where Loizu has fucking roasted. I think he roasted him, put him on his ass, and it was that final ball with his right foot that was too heavy, and Karim couldn't control it. He tried to control it, and it just ended up going to the goalkeeper. Yeah. So it, again, wasteful in the final third. But this reminds me again of last season with Berg. Just wasteful in the final third. We weren't creating opportunities, and a lot of the chances that we were, it was sloppy. The final ball was poor. The lack of quality was there to be seen. Mm. So today, I'm not angry with the overall performance, bro. But it's the individual mistakes that cost us. Again, he's not my favourite coach. I don't rate him as a tactician. But I tell you what, seeing Gagolli celebrate with Bedoya on the touchline tells me that this assistant has got some influence and he's doing something as well. So perhaps it works with this guy here. And in all fairness, Roy, I'm just going to say it, okay? Stick with Sofroni as long as possible, man. Stick with him. Because there's no point in chopping and changing all the time. There's no point.
Yeah.
There's no point. Stick with him.
See, this is a big. There's some people asking us our opinion about next season. For example, Yannis is asking genuinely, what do we think? Όπως έγινε και πέρσι, είπα ότι τούτη τη συζήτηση, εγώ έχω προσωπική άποψη, αλλά τη συζήτηση θέλω να κάνω μετά από τελικό, επειδή δεν αποσκοπήσε τίποτε να λέω δημοσιά την άποψή μου τη στιγμή που έχουμε έναν τελικό κύπελο. Δηλαδή, η συγκέντρωση μου εμένα τη δεδομένη στιγμή, και ενώ είπα ξεκάθαρα ότι η κατάκτηση του κυπέλου δεν μπορεί να θεωρηθεί δικαίωση για οποιοδήποτε, για τα λάθη που έγινα. Θεωρώ ότι πρέπει να γίνουν προφανώς σημαντικές αλλαγές που δεν γίνουν μόνο το ρόστερ της ομάδας. Τώρα κατά πόσο είναι να γίνει και σε ποιο βαθμό, άμα εσύ λαλείς μου, ας πούμε, ότι 8-9 παίχτες να κρατηθούν, σημαίνει ότι μιλάς για περίπου μίνιμουμ 15 παίχτες που θέλεις να φύγουν. 15 παίχτες για να φύγουν, Γιάννη μου, σημαίνει πράγμα να ζημιώσεις πάρα πολλά λεφτά παίχτες και δεν βλέπω ότι να γίνει το πράγμα. Αλλά είπα σου, δίνει τη συζήτηση, ας θέλετε, πολύ ευχαρίστως μετά των τελικών ή να συνεχίσουμε να κάνουμε podcast και μετά που να τελειώσει η σεζόν. Να μιλούμε για τους παίχτες που να φύγουν και που να έρχονται και αν έρθει τεχνικός διευθυντής και τις εξελίξεις στο σωματείο. Εγώ τη δεδομένη στιγμή επαναλαμβάνω χωρίς να ξεχνώ τα προβλήματα που αντιμετωπίσαμε στη διάρκεια της χρονιάς. Θέλω να μείνω συγκεντρωμένο στο στόχο του κυπέλου που το θέλουμε και χρειαζόμαστε τον, όχι γιατί είναι να διορθώσει τα λάθη που έγιναν πριν, αλλά είναι ο τελευταίος στόχος που έμεινε και θεωρώ ότι πρέπει να μείνουμε συγκεντρωμένοι σε γιον το στόχο. Βοηθά και άτε και είπα σου εγώ, ας πούμε, ονομαστικά για ξέρω κάποιους παίχτες που θέλω να φύγουν, θα βοηθήσει σε οτιδήποτε. Ασκευάσω αθέριστες δηλώσεις του Σοφρόνη που ευκήκασαι και να πούμε. Εντάξει, ένα ενδιαφέρον στατιστικό που εθιέβασα είναι ότι ο Σοφρόνης ως προπονητής με ΑΕΚ από Έλτσε Ομόνια in 8 games against Apollon, he's got 2 ισοπαλίες και 6 ήττες. So Σοφρόνης hasn't won Apollon 8 times as a manager of ΑΕΚ από Έλεν Ομόνια. Τώρα, Σοφρόνης, αυτά που έχει πει ο Σοφρόνης, θα εθιέβασα. Έχει θετικά και αρνητικά αυτό το μάτς. Ξεκινήσαμε καλά, μπορούσαμε για δεύτερο γκολ, όμως το βήτο ημίχρονο πρέπει να μας προβληματίσει. Θα το δούμε από εβδομάδα, όταν έρθει μια χαλάρωση, έρχονται και λάθη. Ο αντίπαλος με δύο φάσεις μας τιμώρησε. Σημαντικό να κρατήσουμε αρκετά για ανάλυση και συζήτηση με τους παίχτες. Κάποιοι πρέπει είτε 90, είτε 20, είτε 10, πρέπει να είναι έτοιμοι. Να βοηθήσουν τους υπόλοιπους. Πρέπει να είμαστε στο 100% στις 24 του μήνα. Δεν έχω πολλά λόγια να ευχαριστήσω τον κόσμο που ήρθε. Από τη στιγμή που ήρθα εδώ, στόχος ήταν η Ευρώπη και αυτό παλεύουμε. Έχουμε ένα match, ήμασταν το outsider. Δεν υπάρχει φαβορί στον τελικό. Είναι σημαντικό το σημερινό match γιατί πρέπει να μας προβληματίσει. Αυτό θα μας τυχήσει όταν δεν έχουμε full προσπάθεια. Όταν υπάρχει χαλάρωση, έρχονται και αρνητικά αποτελέσματα. Είτε είσαι Ομόνια, είτε Manchester City. Ένα μάτσο όπως ο τελικός μπορεί να κρυθεί στο 90, στο 95, στο 120, στα πέναρτ. Πρέπει να είμαστε έτοιμοι για όλα τα ενδεχόμενα. Εντάξει, οπότε σε μεγάλο βαθμό είπε και ο ίδιος ότι η εικόνα του δευτέρου ημιχρόνου και τα λάθη εστοιχίσαν μας. Αναλύθηκα ότι ο Απόλλωνας πέραν των δύο γκολ που σημείωσε που ήταν και προϊόν, ξέρεις, τακτικής ή build-up της ομάδας ή κάτι που δουλεμένον. Ήταν ξεκάθαρα κάποια λάθη αμυντικά, προσωπικά. Ευτήκαμε και πάλι μίλησε για τον τελικό. Οπότε δείχνει και ενισχύει και όμως καλούμε ότι ουλί, ότι ουλόν το μυαλό είναι στον τελικό του κυπέλλου. Και δεν μπορεί να είναι και κάτι διαφορετικό, θεωρώ. Είναι πολλά δύσκολο. Πολλά δύσκολο να μην σκέφτεσαι. Δηλαδή, και εσείς σαν οπαδί, είναι και όπου σκέφτεστε στο τέλος της ημέρας. Ή γιατί σήμερα, ας πούμε, είχε 3.500 κόσμο μες στο γήπεδο που είχε και 500 ήταν απολωνίστες, ας πούμε, αλλά στις 24, αν μας έδωσαν και 30.000 να πάμε νουλί. Δείχνει και εμείς το δική μας νοοτροπία και την προσέγγιση. Αλλά εντάξει, δάμε, προσπαθούμε να συζητήσουμε λίγο το παιχνίδι το σημερινό και όπως είπε ο Στέλ, είχε κάποια θετικά, όπως το Λοΐζον, ο οποίος επήρε το, θεωρώ, πιο σοβαρά από τον οποιοδήποτε άλλον. Ο Κάκου έβαλε τον γκολ, ο Καρίμ έπαιξε καλά. Ο Γιάν δεν ήταν ούτε κανένα σπουδαίο παιχνίδι, ούτε ιδιαίτερα. Ο Μπάσχ προσπαθούσε να ελέγχει, ήταν και γύρω ok. Στα θετικά είναι η παρουσία του Σάβα, έστω σαν αλλαγή στο 80, ένας παίχτης σε μια θέση την οποία στιγμή που έφυγε ο Μπρούνο, εν υπολογίζει στον Μπάρκερ. Ο Ζαχαρίου του παραπάνω χρονιά ήταν τραυματίας, ήταν καλά να πιάνει και γύρω στις ευκαιρίες του. Έστω και στον τα τρία παιχνίδια που έμειναν, θα είναι ένα σχήμα να δούμε το Σάβα λίγο παραπάνω να παίζει. Επίσης κάτι άλλο που ήθελα να σχολιάσω, something that we could discuss about, είναι ότι even though we said that any starting lineup won't surprise us in the sense that, you know, these games are like or preseason, like there are friendlies for to work for the cup. But I want to say something at this point that I think Francis deserved to start the game. And everyone who watches this show knows that Fabi is my favorite player. But even at the losses against Ajax and Aris, when we conceded 3 and 2 goals, I thought it was unfair for Fabi as well because of the way we were playing. So with 4 games remaining to the cup final, and after what Francis did against Abuel, I don't think it would have changed the approach of the of our game today if Francis started. And he did tweet about it, I think, saying that life is not fair, but I'm going to continue trying, which shows on the one hand a right mentality, but on the other, it's okay, he could have avoided it.
That's what he put. It says life is truly not fair, but if you give up, now you're Sabi. Now you're Sabi is kind of like Nigerian slang for it's like that's, you know, you don't understand. It's like, oh, you know, what do you want me to tell you, kind of thing. That's your problem, kind of thing. But if you look at the timestamp, obviously that's UK time because I've taken it from my Twitter. That's 12 minutes to 4, which is 12 minutes before the
12 minutes to 6.
Yeah, Cyprus. And that, bravo. And it was 12 minutes before the lineups were announced online. Yeah. So as we saw, as we spoke in the group, clearly he didn't know that he wasn't playing until an hour and 15 minutes or an hour and 10 before kickoff, right? So it just tells me that Sofroni likes to keep his players guessing as to whether they're playing or not, which I don't think is necessarily a bad thing because, you know, you want these players, you don't want them to be complacent. You want the whole squad to be disciplined. No. So let's say, for example, the day before the game, he says to most of the squad, right, this is the lineup. You guys aren't playing. You know, you can stay at home, do whatever you got to do. They might want to go out and get drunk or whatever. Not I'm saying that they would, but some players might be a little bit, well, I'm not playing tomorrow, so what's the fucking point? So perhaps he's thinking, well, I'll tell them literally an hour before kickoff, so they're focused whether they're going to play or not on match day. So I don't think it's a bad thing. Uzoha doing that, though, I don't agree with it. And in all fairness, again, call me old-fashioned, but I don't believe footballers should have their mobile phones in the fucking dressing room with them anyway. Whatever. It is what it is. But again, that's just me. But I think it's a little bit naive for him to do that. But at the same time, is he complaining? Not really. He's just saying life isn't fair. That's just how it is. And I think it's mature. But at the same time, don't tweet anything like that. Don't do it because you're only opening up yourself for criticism and questioning like this. So
I don't want to make it about Francis, but okay. I think that he had some unlucky moments generally in his career and some questionable decisions as well. But he always has a lot of faith and belief in himself. And I think that this time, when he came back to Omonia and Omonia gave him the opportunity, it's probably the first time that he sort of accepted that, you know, I'm number two behind Fabi. But his performance against Abuel rightly made him believe that, you know, maybe I could have gotten another game, like 2 games back-to-back, 2-3 games back-to-back. And there was not really particular reason why he shouldn't. So I can understand how he might feel a bit unfair. But as you said, there was no need to tweet. You could turn that into perseverance and Ebundo... perseverance generally, you know, and work harder. And he still got a lot of years in front of him, Francis. I think that this year, okay, he had the incident with his national team against Ghana, which had cost him as well. He had injuries before. He went to Spain, Deportivo La Coruña, που διαλύθηκε, ήρθε στην Ανόρθωση, έγιναν τα πράγματα που έγινε με τη... So he's been through a lot in his young career. And it seemed that this year he's began έτσι σε μια παραπάνω σταθερότητα. So what Francis needs is a year or two σταθερότητας and a team that believes in him and he's going to be playing week in, week out. But, you know...
We're bro, he's 24 lucky. Years old.
Yeah,
he's 24 years old.
We've got the best duo in the league for me. There are some really good keepers in the league this year, but I think as a duo, we've got the best duo in the league for sure. Να μπαλώ εσύ για τις τιμές των εισιτηρίων. Είναι όντως οι τιμές. Θεωρώ ότι ένα και η Ομόνια αύριο μου να κάνω εκπομπή είναι να ξέρω και παραπάνω πράγματα στο Total Green, αν καταφέρει κάποιος να με ενημερώσει για το θέμα. Αλλά έχω την εντύπωση ότι πιθανόν να συμπεριλαμβάνει και κάτι άλλο πέραν τα 15 ευρώ. Δηλαδή θα είναι μόνο εισιτήριο. Μπορεί και να κάνω λάθος. Υπόσχομαι ότι αν μάθω κάτι αύριο να σας ενημερώσω. Όμως εντάξει, δεν είναι υπερβολικά για έναν τελικό να δώσεις 30 ευρώ. Τώρα αν σου έβαλαν 50 και 60 ευρώ, να πω εντάξει, το 30 ευρώ εισιτήριο για τελικό, θεωρώ το, αν μην διάλλον ότι είναι προκλητική η τιμή. Έλα λόγω ούτε ότι ευθυνό, αλλά ούτε... ούτε και μην one game each. To keep them, I would be giving them one game each to keep them. Κάπως έτσι ρε φίλε, εντάξει, χωρίς τα καλοκέρκα. Έχει φανελούα, μπαλέ, οκ, ναι. Lost the balance midfield, a passing game. When Mix came off and our tourist pesos came on. Και τούτον είναι αλήθεια, ότι είναι βοήθησε ο πέζους. Εγωίζεν καθόλου. Δεν ήταν μόνο ότι έκαμε το λάθος στο τέρμα που έφαμε, αλλά εγωίζεν. Και γενικά θεωρώ ότι οι αλλαγές δεν εγωίζαν. Ούτε ο Κασάμα ιδιαίτερα. Ο Σράντι επίεν να προσπαθήσει να κάνει μια φάση, αλλά δεν εγωίζαν ιδιαίτερα οι αλλαγές. Are you watching the United game?
No. I'm just
losing the field to West Ham.
I'm just trying to fucking sort out my VPN on the television, but... Anyway, it is what it is, bro. Listen, the way I see it, look with this cup final situation, right? It's supply and demand, isn't it? We're not going to get as many tickets as we did last season against Ethnico, right? So in the.
Μπορούσε να γίνει αν παίζαμε μόνο Ολυμπιακό, που στην παίζεις με την ΑΕΛ που έχει τον κόσμο, θα γίνει ένα 50-50.
Yeah. So effectively. You know, whoever's making the decisions at the club about the fucking tickets, they're like, well, I'm just going to overprice them. And that's normal. But the way I see it, it's the same as fucking ticket touting, you know? It's like legal ticket touting. We're just going to overinflate the prices. And it must be frustrating if you're a season ticket holder because, you know, you have to pay extra for those cup tickets, yeah?
It's the only... Okay. If you exclude the European games... the cup final is the only one we're going to have to pay as season ticket holders. And the prices of the ticket season tickets this season were not that expensive, to be honest. If I want to be fair, you know, I got a season ticket for myself and my daughter with almost the same price that I used to buy my own season ticket. So the price wasn't very, very high. Obviously, we had the privilege card as well that you got a discount. But it is what it is. It's the only game from the cup that we have to pay the cup final. And okay, like I said, I know there were thoughts not to put any price on top of it. But then they were thinking of giving fanelles or something a souvenir for the cup. Okay, it's a cup. Let's not forget that AEL gets 60% of the που τις πράξεις του τελικού και η Ομόνια 40, ναι, έτσι είναι, επειδή φεύγει εκτός που την έδρα της. Παίζεται στο ACB and it's part of the agreement that it was the same with the Εθνικός last year. Κι αν μιλώ 60% η ΑΕΛ, το 40 η Ομόνια, πιάνουν την κεντρική, την δυτική κάτω και την νότια. Οπότε, ναι, είναι ένας τελικός, ενώ όπως είπα και πριν, και 20.000 εισιτήρια να μας εδιούσαν, πάλι ήταν να τα εξαντλήσουμε. Οπότε,
Well, look, listen, it is what it is, unfortunately, and there are going to be lots of people who perhaps been going most of the season, and they're not going to get a ticket, which is grim, but that's the way it goes, unfortunately. You know, if we were playing against like an Olympiacos or a Garmiodissa, it would be a different story. But look, that's the cup final, and I don't think it's really something that we should be discussing now. It's a couple of weeks away, you know, but I don't know really what else to say about this game, bro. I really don't know what else to say. I'm glad that they only got on the score sheet. Yeah. It was a good finish. Lois have got a good ball into the box for Gagul. Did you see that bit where
Karim's pass was really good to Loizo as well. Karim's ball to Loizo was really good.
Yeah.
So, what did you ask me?
No, did you see that incident where we had a free kick and the ball came in the box and it was cleared and then they played on for a couple more minutes and then Theo Lee went to the fucking VAR and they were checking VAR for God knows how long for a handball. And then they saw that it was a handball, but then they checked the offside and instead of just like saying, okay, well, the ball's out of play now for a throw-in, just carry on. No. We're going to blow for the offside that happened 2 minutes ago and they took it back like 15 yards. What is this? I don't understand. It don't make no sense. This is Cyprus. I don't know.
Γιατί ύστερα που χτύπησε ο Ιωβάνοβιτς με τον Ροπέρς και εδώ και ένα επιθετικό φάουλ.
To punch the ball, he's climbing to Roberge, and he's like, "Oh no, wait, free kick! You found your own player, bruv." Fucking hell! Oh man, Mazic is sitting there going, "Oh, for fuck's sake, what do I tell me on it now?" Oh man,
someone banging outside my house. Just like I hear banging noises outside my house. I don't know what it is.
Maybe it's Bezos. Yeah. Maybe he thinks I'm at your house.
You think so? Yes. Anyway, guys, έκαναμε 45 λεπτά. Νομίζω δεν έχει κάτι άλλο να πούμε. Έτσι αγιώς, όπως ενέβη πολλοί κόσμος στο ύπεδο, δεν έχει ούτε και πολλοί κόσμο που μας θωρεί, που συνήθως είμαστε πάνω από 100 στα live. Τώρα είμαστε στους 44. Όσοι είσαστε, κάνετε ένα like στο pod
Before we wrap it up here, can I just say one thing? This season, as the title says, 15, we must really like that number. You must love it because we've got 15 cups, but we've also got 15 losses. That for me has got to be a massive, massive concern because while last season you could say we didn't lose as many games because we was in Group B, it's got to be a concern. It really has to be a concern because, you know, if we'd have turned those 15 losses into, I don't know, 13 draws or at least 10 draws, we'd have been 10 points better off. And this is concerning for me. It's a big concern. And all right, there have been some stupid defeats this season. Right? If you think about it, you know the games that we lost, especially in the regular season. You know, losing to Salamina the way that we did, losing to Ayak away the way that we did, Salamina at home the way that we lost, Agrida on the first day of the season. Like these losses, did we do enough to get a point out of these games? Clearly not, because we didn't take our chances. Yeah. We were knocking. Okay. But this, I think this just goes back to, you know, what we say about mentality and a lot of things that we've gone over time and time again with this pod. But next season has to be different. I'm not turning around saying we're going to be challenging for the title. Look, don't get it twisted, yeah? Buffer, okay, I know I mentioned them weeks ago and people are going to say, well, look at them now. Well, they've got a 5 million fucking euro cash injection from their owner's company, you know? That's 5 million in the kitty. That obviously it's going to be spread over until 2028, however long the contract is.
Yeah.
But that's financial clout that we cannot compete with. So I don't expect us to challenge for the title next season. I really don't expect it at all. But I don't want another season like this, man. You know, at least give us some hope that we can challenge for at least top three. At least.
Anyway, it all depends on the negotiations between the two parts. And the truth is, I've been hearing all sorts of opinions about the thing. That's why I don't want to say something live on the pod, because I heard opinions that vary, and I don't know what and who to believe. Even if it appears that at times things are looking good, το good σε εισαγωγικά, επειδή και όμπου μπορεί κάποιος να θεωρήσει καλό, για κάποιο άλλο μπορεί να μην είναι. Αλλά τέλος πάντων να βρεθεί μια λύση, επειδή ένα πρέπει να αρκέψουν να δουλεύουν. Επίσης ακούω ότι υπάρχει, γίνεται μια δουλειά στο παρασκήνιο, δηλαδή θα φεθεί η ομάδα στο έλεος του Θεού. Αλλά εντάξει, επαναλαμβάνω σίγουρα και όμπου μπορεί να φαντάζεται ο καθένας για την Ομόνια, αν δεν ξέρω πόσο είναι να γίνει.
Bro, look, I didn't want to do this right now, okay? I didn't want to do this right now because obviously we can go on a tangent as we've done before, right? But, and I'm just going to say this because, as you know, the industry that I work in, or the organization that I work for, I do see a lot of things and I do hear a lot of things. And, you know, Cyprus obviously isn't a market that we're highly involved in. But because I know other football agents globally, I do speak to them about other players, etc. I mean, I know Maxi Lovera's old agent, you know, Maxi's no longer with him, but, you know, I hear things from other agents, and I've got agents in Europe, Eastern Europe, contacts of mine, Eastern Europe, Southern Europe, even in the UK. And the past 2 or 3 weeks, I've been receiving messages, because these guys know I'm on a Monia fan, because obviously I do the podcast, put it on LinkedIn, put it on my WhatsApp, like some clips and all that, and some of them follow me on Instagram. And I've had 3 or 4 agents WhatsApping me a message that's been sent from Omonia, right? Requesting players in specific positions, how much they want to pay for them on a monthly basis, what they want from them. And it's just given an email address saying, send the CV over. Now, okay, maybe I shouldn't be saying this, but at the same time, whatever, these things happen. But I'm thinking, well, where's the scouting team for this? Should we not be scouting players unless the scouting team is there to look at these players that I've sent over to them so that they can analyse them and do things that way? But I've always believed that a scout should be at a match, watching a player, whatever. But it just goes back to what happened in January, you know, just sending WhatsApp messages and emails. Alexi Moore, don't get me started. Don't get me started. And this isn't a knock on you, because I've got a lot to say about that question or that comment that you've made. I've got a lot to say about that, but I can't say anything just yet, because if I say something, it's going to be throwing a grenade in a fucking room and me walking out, and I don't want to do that, okay? But like I said, when this shit happens, you're asking questions like, well, do we not have a technical director coming in? Because surely that, here we go. We've got to the words out of my mouth. If we're relying on WhatsApp messages to whatever agents throughout the world asking for specific players in certain positions, you've got to be saying, like, what's happening with this technical director? It's not going to happen unless they're just doing this for now, so that when the technical director does come in, he can evaluate these players himself or herself, if we get a female, and they can say, well, these ones are shit, and I've got my own players in mind. I don't know. I don't know what the... Because, again... It's all ifs, buts, and maybes. So, as you said, you hear certain things and you don't know what to believe, which is understandable. We read things online. We don't know what to believe. We see things on Facebook. We see things. I don't pay any attention to these things, because I've had people messaging me. I'm sure you've had it as well. I heard this. I heard that. Blah, 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 whatever. So I don't pay attention to it. But then when I see people within the game with this information, it worries me. It worries me a lot. Now, that's not to say that other clubs don't do that. Other clubs do that. Trust me. It's not just Omonia that do that. There are other clubs. Oh, again, I'm not going to go into it. Other clubs do that. But again, going back to the whole scouting system, I look at Aris. They signed a 19, 20-year-old Senegalese goalkeeper, right, from Africa. They've obviously got a scouting network out there, or they've got people out there that are recommending players to them, and they figure, well, you know, he's a decent player, then we're going to take a punt on him. But where's the long-term plan? Now, on the flip side, I could give benefit of the doubt and say, well, maybe Darbuluzi, right, did, when he went to Nigeria to meet up with Shehu and Shehu's mate, what's his name? I forget his name. Ahmed Musa. Maybe they're doing what I suggested months and months and months ago, that let's look at the Nigerian market, because obviously you've got Uzoho. Let's see if there's any youngsters that can play out there. I mean, there's a club called Kano Pillars in the second division. They are a hotbed of talent. They produce player after player after player. Maybe there's an opportunity in Nigeria that Shehu is working on from an academy perspective, and he might recommend players to Darbou Luzi and bring him in. I don't know. And obviously, we don't know what happens. But again, when I see WhatsApp messages being sent to me from other agents saying, like, Stel, what's going on here? Like, and I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what to say to him, because I'm not going to shit on the club, because that'd be unprofessional of me to do it over WhatsApp. I'll do it in the pod. I don't give a fuck. But I'm going to go shit on the club to other professionals. Yeah. But at the same time, I'm thinking, Regumbare, what's going on?
Τέλος πάντων, εγώ πιστεύω ότι, όπως είπα πριν, πρέπει να κάνουμε να συγκεντρωθούμε προς το παρόν στον τελικό του κυπέλλου. Οι εξελίξεις μεταξύ σωματείου και εταιρείας να κρίνουν εμπολείς και τον τρόπο που να προχωρήσουμε και να μπορούμε να... πώς the way forward, είτε αφορά τεχνικούς διευθυντές, είτε προπονητές, είτε παίχτες, είτε σίγια άλλα αυτοί, ενούλα συνειθασμένα με εκείνο. Θεωρώ ότι είναι να θεθεί στο έλεος η ομάδα εκείνο, αλλά τώρα κατά πόσο είναι να διορθωθούν όλα εκείνα που εμείς θεωρούμε ότι επειά λάθος, πολλά το αφιβάλλω ρε παιδιά, να το αφήσω ως δάμε, να το αφήσουμε. Κάναμε πάνω από 50 λεπτά, να έχουμε ακόμα τρία παιχνίδια που να πάρουν μια φάση τους αδιάφορα βαθμολογικά και να γυρεύουν κάτι να συζητούμε, να έχουμε και ο κύπελλο, να έχουμε και όλο το καλοκαίρι να συζητούμε και για προσταφαιρέσεις και για εξελίξεις, οπότε δεν υπάρχει λόγος να πούμε κάτι παραπάνω τώρα. Ξέρω ότι όλος ο κόσμος είναι πληγωμένος και θέλει πολλές αλλαγές την ομάδα, ειδικά στο θεσμό του προαθλήματος και από οργανωτικής πλευράς και ενίσχυσης σε κέρια απόστα, όπως του σκάουτινγκ, της ενδυνάμωσης της φυσικής κατάστασης, να φέρουν παίχτες που είναι καλύτεροι επιτέλους που γίνουν που έχουμε και όχι απλά στα χαρτιά. Οπότε, τούτο θα είναι.
Let me just add some perspective and a little bit of silver lining and a little bit of hope, okay? Mm. Under this, under Sofroni, do you tell me one game this season where they've had to pull a rabbit out of their asses and they haven't done it? The games that we've had to get results out of, they've done it. So today's performance overall and the result doesn't fill me with any like bad feeling. It doesn't worry me for the final.
Okay.
You know, it doesn't. It really doesn't. Now, that's not to say that players don't get complacent, but I don't think he'll allow them to. I really yeah. don't think he'll allow them to become, you know, as I said, complacent and let their heads drop from now to the end of the league campaign and then just pull a rabbit out of their hat, right, their ass in the final. Okay. So for anyone that's stressing about today's result and thinking that's going to have any bearing on the cup final, I highly doubt it. The only bearing it will have is that if we get any injuries, that's all it is. So from now till the end of the season, as long as we don't get any injuries, I am confident because of this coach. And that's wild for me to say after I've been shitting him for God knows how long when he first joined. But for me, he's proved me wrong so far anyway. And he hasn't done, as I said, we played up well. Right in the cup, the second leg, we had to win. We got the win. We played Buffalo at home in the cup. We had to win. We got the win. So I don't think that this is a coach that's going to go into the final and say, "Mbirazi, Gobelia, it's Ireland having a shit season." He's going to say, "No, these guys are going to want it just as much as you. So you really need to fucking step it up." And I'm sure he's going to be planning, and I'm sure he knows what system he wants to play or how he's going to do it. I can't let today's result cloud any judgment over what's going to happen in fucking 17 days, brother, or however long it is. It is 17 days, isn't it? 17 days. So I'm not worried. As I said, as long as we don't get any injuries and players haven't dropped form, because as I said before, it didn't look like there were players out of form today. I can't let today stress me. But as I said, I'm just more pissed off about the individual mistakes which has been a common theme. So there you go. 14? What do you mean 14 there? 14 what? What's he talking about? What, 14 losses? It's 15, bruv. It's 14 wins, 15 losses. What's he talking about? 15 losses, Pedro. If Papa Stafford wants to make his investment more profitable in the next 5 years, at which point, I don't know, have a scouting team that can make... we're not going to go into this, yeah.
No, I think we're done.
15 days, all right. Fucking hell, man. Relax. Okay, sweetheart. All right, sweet cheeks. We haven't forgotten you.
Εκκλησέντο ωραία οστέλ με μια πιο θετική νότα σε ό,τι αφορά και τον τελικό. Αυτά από μας, να σας καληνυχτήσουμε. Πατάτε το like. Όσοι είναι καλά, subscribe κάνετε. Follow us on Instagram, follow us on Facebook. No τσόφτες, our group. Να το μεγαλώνουμε και ζαμε. Και till next time, πάμε σιλάκα μου. Και...
Fakandrobi, come on now, let's go. By the way, there's a new T-shirt about to drop. Roy, I'll tell you afterwards, but there's a new T-shirt about to drop. Watch this space. Ade, good night.